Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three U.S. service members killed in Jordan return home today. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and the First Lady today will travel to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet privately with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan. This afternoon, the Bidens participate in the dignified transfer of remains at Dover. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, will also attend. This is a solemn event. No remarks by the president as the bodies of the service members return to the U.S. The White House said the president asked all three families if they would like him to be there, and they said yes. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Hamas said to be still studying a proposed ceasefire agreement that would see more prisoners released. One round of serious rain done in Southern California, but an even bigger storm is on the way. And just in from the Labor Department, a very strong jobs report, 353,000 jobs created in the month of January. This is ABC News. At least three people killed and nearly 300 more hurt in a gas explosion in the capital of Kenya. Investigators have been on the scene in Clearwater, Florida, after a plane hit a mobile home park. Several people there were killed. Country music and pop star Darius Rucker, founder of the group Hootie and the Blowfish, arrested near Nashville on misdemeanor drug charges. And we could see history made at the Grammys on Sunday night. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Taylor Swift could find the Grammys dizzying. The superstar singer up for six awards, including Album of the Year. And if she wins that big prize, she'll be the only artist to ever win it four times. She's currently in a tie at three wins with Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon. If country singer Jelly Roll wins Best New Artist, the 39-year-old will be the oldest to win in that category, taking the distinction from a 33-year-old Sheryl Crow. And if the most nominated artist, SZA, wins in all nine categories in which she's nominated, that'll be the most Grammy wins in a single night. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two experts on redistricting are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court, which plans to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday there's no time like now.
A time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin. In addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after, during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock, and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu. Let's look ahead to Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Coming up on Monday, you've got chicken fried steak, along with mashed potatoes, country gravy, peas, carrots, and peaches. Give them a call. Any questions you may have about Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and dirt scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. A hunter up in the Canadian territory of Nunavut last August killed a musk oxen, which could be a new Boone and Crockett world record. I'll tell you more about this unique species and potential hunting record when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. The records department of the Boone and Crockett Club out in Missoula, Montana, recently received a musk oxen entry. If confirmed by a panel of judges, it will be crowned the new world record. The musk oxen was taken by Aaron F. Wark, age 64, on August 1st, 2023, near Conwaito Lake in the Canadian territory of Nunavut. With a preliminary score of 131 4/8 points, Ward's musk oxen appears to beat the previous record by a solid point. The Boone and Crockett Club has been measuring North American big game since 1895. As a way to measure conservation efforts, BNC began keeping records in the 1920s and released its first record book in 1932. The musk oxen is a hoofed mammal of the Arctic region, noted for its thick coat, short stature, and rounded horns. This pending world record still needs to clear a final judges panel. Learn more at boone-crockett.org. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I taste tequila, baby. I- 98 Q Country.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, day, yes or no, Lionel. But I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave.
Tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't a
wants to go to our go-to place. Do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way. Be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're facing what he's tracking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive.
Country, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll get to some birthdays here in just a little bit here. But before we do that, we're going to do some snowball throwdown showdown stuff here. Okay, caller 4 right now to throw some snowballs and try to win one of our $25 gift certificates that you may have to pry out of the hands, out of the donut-stained hands of Austin this morning. But you can win that snow.
Your hands aren't clean either, Joel. I see that donut.
My hands are not donut clean either. Dang it. Caller 4, 715-762-3221. Let's throw some snowballs. And if you haven't won yet, you're eligible. We'll do it in 1 minute.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for right, police car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. Picked up 40 days of consistent sin. All low for police car clips right on your vent. Yep. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
All right, let's do it. We got new game show music, too. Look at us.
Look at us being fancy.
Look at us be stealing music from The Price is Right that we may later be sued for.
Something tells me they won't really care.
All right. Who do we have here?
Pat.
Hey, Pat, what's up today?
Not much. Nice and sunny.
Nice and, yeah, it's going to be another beautiful day in the North Woods. That's right. All right, so we're going to go from The Price is Right theme to Wheel of Fortune spin. There we go. Steal them all.
I'm going to steal one. Might as well go for them all.
That's right, Pat. Pat, you've got a $25 in Park Falls Chamber Bucks that you're shooting for here. All right, very nice. They're all very nice prizes, but this one's very nice. We've got Gunner A and we've got Gunner B. Pat, you need to tell me which one is sighted in and is going to make you a winner. What do you got?
Gunner A.
Gunner A, she says. Let us see if that is it. Good luck to you.
You missed me.
Oh, the pain, Pat. But a lot of other gift certificates are available, so stick with us, okay?
Yep.
All right, Pat, thank you for trying. Thank you for playing along. I can never find my Squidward line here. Where's the Squidward line?
I just click them all till you find it.
Oh, there it is.
If you two want to knock each other's brains out with snowballs, kindly leave me out of it.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, we'll do it again. I do, too. We'll do another one coming up sometime before 10 o'clock. We have a shopping show. Big G is going to be stopping by. And Austin will assist him, give him direction on the shopping show.
I'll do my best.
And we'll give you savings coming up after 9 o'clock here this morning. We'll do our birthdays coming up after the news. If you got a birthday for us, 715-762-3221. And the cake drawing coming up, too.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of three U.S. service members killed in Jordan return home today. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
President Biden and the First Lady today will travel to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware to meet privately with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan. This afternoon, the Bidens participate in the dignified transfer of remains at Dover. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, will also attend. This is a solemn event. No remarks by the president as the bodies of the service members return to the U.S. The White House said the president asked all three families if they would like him to be there, and they said yes. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Hamas said to be still studying a proposed ceasefire agreement that would see more prisoners released. One round of serious rain done in Southern California, but an even bigger storm is on the way. And just in from the Labor Department, a very strong jobs report, 353,000 jobs created in the month of January. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one complaint filed with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency last year. More than 2,200 complaints were filed about security deposits, evictions, or bad service. Also high on the list are complaints about telemarketers, cable and phone service, and identity theft. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new study from the Heart Association finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Meyer says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and strokes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers on the road in Nebraska. The game going into overtime.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound. And Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the 6th-ranked team in the country goes down.
Matt LePay on the Badgers radio network. The final Nebraska 80, the Badgers 72. Head coach Greg Gard asked, was it the Badgers' second-half turnovers that did them in?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their new defensive coordinator. The Packers GM says they will likely work out a contract extension with Jordan Love in the next few months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Butternut hosted conference leader South Shore, and South Shore was a handful, and they win at 75-25. South Shore, one of the top teams in D5 girls in the state. So they win that one over Butternut last night. Ashland beat Spooner 42-26. It was Stratford topping the Shawamigan girls 73-22. The Frederick girls get a win over Winter last night 46-27. And the Newman Catholic girls, they defeat Butternut last night 59-46. The Shawamigan boys will be on the road. They take on Stratford tonight. That'll be down in Stratford. The Butternut boys will hit the road as they travel to take on Solon Springs in action tonight. And the Phillips boys and girls will both be in action tonight as they travel to take on Edgar. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, Tawny M, that's T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M, at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449.
Are you ready, gang? Yeah! Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give me a seat, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, Austin. We got, I should have scanned this list earlier.
We've got somebody today. I mean, in WCQM news, we did figure out how to find the lure Big G into here.
We mentioned donuts. Big G texted both of us. Did somebody say donuts? So Big G will definitely be here. There better be donuts left.
Just even go past like smoke.
Christie Brinkley is celebrating his 70th birthday today. She, the model, was married to Billy Joel, and the song Uptown Girl by Billy Joel was about her. Christie Brinkley is 70 today. I'm just looking through the other people who are celebrating. I don't recognize any of those names. If you do, you go ahead and mention them. But Farrah Fawcett, the Texas actress. And model, and married to Lee Majors, the Bionic Man, for a while. And she was kind of the pinup poster gal of the 70s and 80s. Farrah Fawcett, born on this day, 1947. She passed back in 2009. Howard Bellamy, the older of the Bellamy Brothers country group, is 78. Austin flings the sheet aside, which tells me that there wasn't anybody.
I recognize some of the things that these actors were in, but not the actors themselves.
All right, that's kind of how it goes. There's just so much media out there right now and so many different platforms. It's just hard to keep up. I think the day of the movie star is almost gone.
Almost.
I mean, you got the Tom Hanks, you got the... even the Jim Carreys and stuff like that, the ones that everybody kind of knows who they are. I don't think that person, that actor or actress where everybody knows who they are is going to exist much anymore.
No, I mean, these days you've got Chris Pratt, Keanu Reeves. Yeah. But other than like a handful of actors, can't really name that many.
But Keanu Reeves is, what, in his 50s, so he's older.
He's like 57, I want to say.
Yeah, so he's older. I don't know who Chris Pratt is.
Guardians of the Galaxy, he played Star-Lord.
All right, that explains it, yeah. But and it's no fault of their own. It's just that there's so many different platforms for people to make movies and make shows that the viewing audience is just naturally going to be smaller for every one of those.
Yeah.
So people just don't know what who they are.
Yeah, the market's oversaturated at the moment.
In the old days, back when I was sitting in my rocking chair watching the Tubi, back then a movie came out. Everybody saw it.
It was big news.
I mean, it went to the movie theaters, and that was the only place to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
It came to video or DVD, and everybody rented it. Now, a movie will come out on Netflix, and a very small percentage of people in the country will even be exposed to it.
Yeah, just because people aren't really that interested anymore.
One good thing about the modern-day movie scene and stuff are the documentaries. My wife and I watch a lot of documentaries. Mm. Just true stories about people, about incidents and stuff. So I think that is something we've become a little more educated. And yeah, also
a lot of those are fascinating.
And also a little more annoyed by just how stupid and strange people are.
we've watched some things back at home where it's just like we look at it and we wonder, how on earth has humanity survived this long?
Exactly.
We were idiots.
And we continue to be. It's not just a we were.
That's true. In the future, they're going to look back on us now and be like, you guys are dumb.
Yeah. The Texas-born gossip columnist Liz Smith was born on this day. 1923, passed in 2017. Couple local birthdays here. We've got Roger Reese. Apparently, the entire Flambeau Clown crew called in from their car.
Yep.
And they Roger Reese, a member of the Flambeau Clowns and an all-around good guy, is 83 today. He has been on our morning show many times talking about various things that he's involved with. So, Roger, happy birthday to you today. We got Diane Miller, who's celebrating from your loving family. Diane, happy birthday to you. And both of you are in the box for the cake drawing courtesy of the bakery department at Super One, which will happen right now, almost. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the timpani, the excitement of the timpani, the rustling of the papers. It's a high-tech operation overseen by the accounting firm of Austin, and soon to be Big G and his donuts.
Roger Reese, 83.
Roger, you got yourself. He will be lucky to get a corner piece once the rest of the Flambeau Clowns get a hold of that baby. One nice thing about having dressing as a clown, though, is you can eat cake however you want to all over your face, and it probably doesn't even show because you got all that colorful clown.
Well, that or people just think it's part of a bit.
It's part of the bit. I'm the eating cake clown. Yeah.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Firewood crackle in the fall air. Red dirt playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there. Breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been the church going time. Can't quote much past 316. Even though it's a Friday night. Found me sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Amen.
Tell them, boys. Yeah, man. Got a thinking for a little piece of dirt, little peace of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel I don't deserve, the kind that you never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like. No, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, and there's folks like us sitting here.
down here up there tonight. There's folks like us sitting here drinking beer.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Ride down to the creek by the water. I've been bad.
artist Brian Martin. It's called We Ride at 98Q Country. We're going to really dig into our high school sports coverage next week. We got girls basketball next Tuesday, Abbotsford at Phillips. We've got girls basketball marathon at Phillips next Thursday. And then we've got boys basketball marathon at Phillips next Friday. So we're featuring the Loggers next week. And then we'll dig into some Shawamigan girls the following week. And then tournament time will be cranking up. So keep it here for coverage of your area teams as they begin their tournament coverage right here on 98Q, 98QCountry.com. Mike Clemens, a nice chat we're going to have. Now, I'll tell you, when we talk with Mike on Friday mornings, he's available a little bit earlier than what we want him, so we usually record him like a half hour ahead of time. And there's some good stuff. I really enjoyed talking to Mike Clemens. He's going to be at Super Bowl 58 all week. He's flying out tomorrow. Doc Rivers, what's up there? 0-2 now. And the Brewers, they got rid of their number one pitcher. And the Packers hiring a new defensive coordinator. We'll cover all that. Mike Clemens, our 98Q Civic Media sports reporter, joins us in just a few minutes, just after 9 o'clock.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Monaco's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Tickling the sand, cold drink killing my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down, over the hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
Settle for a break.